Guerrilla gardeners around the world take over abandoned land and plant vegetable gardens, flower beds, and sometimes trees. In southern Maine, one guerrilla gardener is reforesting an island, one tree at a time. You're listening to the Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media, curating this podcast in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. We bring you pieces each week about the intersection of people and place. Here's Cody Appleseed, produced by Allison Swaim with the Salt Institute for Documentary Studies.
Planting trees isn't usually against the law, but it is when you're trespassing.
I think it's good to have more trees on the planet.
Meet Cody. A bushy beard covers most of his face, but behind the glasses, his eyes are usually smiling. This Sunday morning, Cody's on a mission. He's in a canoe that's loaded with saplings. Hawthorns, maples, poplars.
White pine tree, two pitch pines, bowbush blueberry, two...
He's paddling off the coast of southern Maine to do some gardening on someone else's island.
I'd always thought that it could use some trees, and so I took it upon myself to start replanting trees there. It's not too far. It's like a mile offshore.
I can't tell you which island. I won't tell you Cody's last name either. He doesn't want to get in trouble.
I think you can get out now. Just be careful. It's slippery. Well, just bringing the trees out of the canoe and getting them up here ready to plant.
The island's only a couple of acres. As Cody says, a big backyard. Cody thinks there probably were trees here at one point, but like many of the small islands off Maine's coast, it was cleared years ago. Trees just never grew back.
This over here is the only tree surviving from before, the crabapple.
Cody's planted dozens of native trees and bushes out here in the past 2 years. You might not notice most of them because they're still so small.
Now there's trees all around here. Just have to be careful. Just walk where I walk.
Cody tramps through the brush in his rubber boots. He's short and a little stocky, and the weeds are almost as tall as he is. He hacks at them with his shovel to clear a spot for a small maple tree.
Now I'm just putting the roots in the hole and wiggling it so the soil gets all around the roots. And there's another tree.
Ever since his forestry merit badge in Boy Scouts, Cody's been fascinated by trees. He's been planting them for years at his house and on his family's farm. Cody works during the week with handicapped adults and children. But in his time off, chances are you'll find him outdoors. Cody always has a project. And right now, it's reforesting this island. He doesn't have permission from the island's legal owners.
But it's a place that I don't think anybody really cares about. Oh, it's pretty obvious at that. So.
To Cody, caring for neglected land just makes sense. He doesn't really think too hard about it. He just does it.
It's guerrilla gardening, I guess. I don't think of it as a statement. I'm just trying to make the planet healthier. That's all.
Reforesting a privately owned island might be good for the planet, but it's still illegal. What would happen if Cody did get caught?
A fine. Yeah. I mean, I think that's what it is. I can't ever see what I'm doing. Me getting jail time, that'd be pretty ridiculous. But for me, it's something I believe in, and it's worth it to take the risk.
Cody goes hiking a few times a week, in the mountains or in the woods near his house. He's always equipped to rescue trees.
Got my pot out to put it in, and I have a little tiny shovel. I'm just digging up the small tree here.
He doesn't take just any tree. He's on the lookout for the ones that might not make it on their own.
A little cricket here, let him get out.
A shrub that's been uprooted.
Yeah, roots are deeper than I thought.
Saplings that are growing too close together. Or a small tree sprouted on the trail and is in danger of being trampled.
Put this moss back. There we go. Wow, bring that out to the island.
The trees are usually small enough to zip up in his dusty blue backpack. That way they're hidden. After all, it's against the rules to take plants from public hiking trails. One time, Cody had a close call with the cops.
The tree was about 4 feet high, so it was pretty big, you know. You could see it pretty easily.
He was carrying the tree out of the woods when he spotted a police car in the parking lot. So he hid in the trees until the cop left.
Who knows what they would have done. they might have been nice and like, oh, I'll just put that back or whatever, but maybe not.
Today the canoe is packed. There's barely room to sit, among the big pot of pine trees, a planter, three small pots, and a pile of blueberry plants. It's mid-October, and soon it will be too cold to risk paddling to the island. Cody's making the most of every trip.
This is the top of the hill, and you can see all across the island to, like, all around the island from here. I wanted to keep this mostly open, you know, or smaller trees, so you can be able to see that way. Not much would grow up here anyway. Anything big would just blow over, probably.
It'll take years for the island to look like the small forest Cody envisions. There's not much planting left to do here, though.
Oh, this is a sugar maple. Last one we're planting for the day. It's a smaller one. It's only a foot tall. Yeah, maybe someday I'll find another spot that needs you know, some care or something. Either it's legal or not legal, doesn't matter to me, you know. So anywhere, any place you can plant a tree and do it, you know, I say go for it. And that's it. We're all done planting trees for today. Now I'm really dirty.
For Salt Radio, I'm Allison Swaim.
Go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org, to hear more pieces like this one. The Nature Conservancy provides support for this podcast online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. Join us next week.